This is Nosy Rosie for WTIP Community Radio. Wildersmith is on vacation this week, and he is missing a lot. Mr. I Love Winter, too bad you had to leave for this one. The storm last Friday was quite a doozy. We had about 20 inches of snow mid-trail, perhaps a bit less toward the end of the trail. But wind made the drifts interesting, so no matter where you were, it was just, well, nasty out there. Well, I couldn't even get off the stairs to, well, you know, do some outside business. All the snow on top of the 12 inches from the previous week and the rest of the snow that hadn't melted all winter, well, kind of grim, actually. Lots of people got snowed in. Plow trucks broke, snowblowers sheared pins, and the general lack of gasoline on the trail didn't help either. I've heard a number of humans using colorful language related to snow. Some very sweet, normally reserved and proper folks were cussing up a storm. The F-bomb was regularly been interspersed with superlatives of depth and stories of mechanical failure. And then there are the continued forecasts of snow almost every freaking day. Oh, sorry. Sherry and Bob at the Gunflint Pines were away visiting friends during the storm. But never fear, Grandpa Bob was there to handle it. Once he decided it was time to deal with the snow, he discovered that the plow truck had decided it was just not going to do winter anymore this year. As Gunflint Lake old-timer Charlie Cook used to say, "Why shovel snow? It melts." Sorry, Charlie. This was snow that needed some moving. People were getting plowed all over the trail. Well, I mean, they got their roads plowed out. We managed to keep our road open by plowing late Thursday night, early on Friday, all day Friday. And the road is only a one lane now. Ruby, the Newfoundland at Bearskin, has been a bit confused by all this snow. She just stays in the narrow paths because she just sinks right in deep. Why, there is no place to go. The problem comes when she decides to lie down in the path. Well, she's a pretty big dog, and she kind of fills up the whole path so nobody can get by. And she's getting tired of being told to move just when she gets comfy. I thought Newfies were supposed to love snow. I guess there's love, and then there's just too much. At least the sun is shining some days, and the snow is melting fast. But not fast enough for some. The phone calls have started. When will the ice go out, or will the ice be out for fishing opener? Now, if I were a betting dog, I'd say, probably not going to be open water on the Gunflint Trail by May 11th. The Gunflint Pines is thinking of having a wishing opener weekend. People are invited to bring their hair dryers, black plastic to put on the ice, flamethrowers, dynamite. Of course, it is the rare person who has rights to say they drilled a hole and fished through a hole for opener. This may be the year to add that to your storytelling repertoire. Storms like this may be difficult and inconvenient, but it does bring out the best in our neighbors, too. People were helping each other however they could, and it's really nice to know your neighbors are there to help. Hey, all silliness aside, I have some sad news, too. Betty McDonald passed away last week. Now, she and her family ran Gateway Lodge when they came to the area many years ago. And she ran other businesses, too. And then she ran the Attic Gift Shop in Grand Marais. Her small size belied her powerful personality and her voice. She always spoke her mind, and often had unique insight into the issues of the day. Many of her children and grandchildren have made their way in Cook County and continue to contribute to our community. Also, Betty will be remembered for her dedication to wildflowers. Her home garden is a thing to behold, and the wildflower sanctuary near Hedstrom's Mill was very important to her. It's a hidden gem of the Gunflint Trail. Boy, I look forward to the day when all this snow goes away, brown earth starts to show through, first flowers showing their little blooms. I know that Betty's spirit will be in those little blooms, and their beauty will be that much greater. Well, I guess it's time for me to go romp around in the snow for a while. Might as well enjoy it while I can, because mud season is likely to be short. We can always hope. This is Nosy Rosie for WTIP Community Radio, wishing you sunny days and warm winds.